Hello?
Hey, is this John Paul?
Yes.
Hey, John Paul, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. You told me to give you a call here around 3:30?
Yeah.
Awesome. Were you able to get my email that I sent over to you?
I did. I looked at it.
Perfect. Did you have any questions or anything like that?
Not regarding the email. I did. I went online and I checked on your guys' review on Google and it was for something, but then I was reading comments and there was a lot of people saying there's hidden charges and saying that it's misleading. So I just wanted to confirm with you there's no hidden charges and there's also no contract.
Yeah, so I can't speak for like the hidden charges deal, like why they put that. For us here, there is no hidden charges. There is no contract. Typically, if somebody does get into a contract and they break it, then, you know, obviously with any contract, there are hidden charges. They might have said that as well with a website. So typically, if we buy somebody a domain, we're purchasing that for them. For them to get that domain, they typically have to buy that back from us. So that's where that charge would be, but we're not doing that for you. You already have a beautifully made website. We're just doing the month-to-month for the $249. There's no hidden charges or contracts for you.
Yeah, let's go ahead and try it.
Set it up. Okay, awesome. So I had everything set up for you already, especially with all the areas that you wanted to target, and then also to all the things that you wanted me to put for the key phrases there. I think when we left off, let me just make sure I have everything correct.
And do you mind if I record you saying there's no charges and your name as well?
Yeah, I mean, is this on a recorded line?
No, I can record with another phone.
Oh, this is on a recorded line for you because this is a business phone number. So, I mean, we have it here for your records.
Yeah, no, just for myself, just in case.
Oh.
I had a huge issue with Angie.
Okay.
Nothing to do with you. And
yeah.
It was pretty terrible. And afterwards, man, I tried to cancel and it was terrible.
Right.
And yeah. So it's nothing with you. It's for me.
I understand that. Yeah, we have a lot of clients who come from Angie's and they, trust me, anything under the sun, I've heard about it with them. So yeah, I mean, just let me know when you're ready for that. And
yeah,
I can,
just say that your name and say you're given permission to record you and just say what you said. There's no contract and no hidden fees and that's going to be.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you have permission to record me. My name's Charlie. I'm with Local Splash. We're going to do a $249 month-to-month. There is the one-time setup fee of just $99 for the first month. So it is $348 for the first month and then $249 month-to-month after that. No contracts. There's no hidden fees. There's no taxes associated with that as well.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
It was a bad experience, but let's not go there.
Yeah. I don't want to open up old wounds.
No, it was terrible.
I was about to ask you about it too, and I'm sorry. I'm just so used to hearing so many bad experiences.
The only small thing I can tell you is that somebody else called and then they offered for me, you know, whatever the service was. And I told the guy, okay, that's a lot of money per month, but
sure.
I'm willing to try, but what happens the second month if I can't, you know, I'm not getting anything, I want to reduce that or cancel, and he told me he can bring it down to $200 a month. I was like, no problem. So I did it, and then signed a contract. Once I signed the contract, that person that called me does not exist. He's gone. Angie said that he's like a third party, they can't get a hold of him, and they apologize for what he did, but that's not what they offer. That once I signed that contract, the tiny little letters I didn't see, it said that I couldn't reduce to only half of what I – it was terrible. It was 1 year. I wasted a lot of money.
Wow. Man,
yeah.
Nah, I apologize for that. Now, and it sucks, too, because we actually – you know, we've been in business for 19 years, man. We've been doing this for a long time, and we've been Google Channel partners for a long time as well, too. So, we have the same issues with people calling us and they're like, you know, we're not doing contracts. So I'm like, no, we're not. It's not. I understand where you guys do come from because you guys get a lot of calls with, you know, people that say they can do whatever that we do. I always protect my clients like this. If anybody calls you and they're not a premier Google Channel partner or they can't show you that they're a premier Google Channel partner, I was like, just don't even talk to them. Like, really, at that point. Because it's going to be a waste of your time and money at the end of the day. So,
Yeah.
Okay, so I got everything here set up for you from or when you were driving. The only thing that I'm going to do here is I'm going to take billing information from you. I'm also going to set up a security question for you. We protect you here. We do not sell or share any of your information. So every time we do call you, we are going to make sure that we're always talking to you and you only. Okay? So we will ask you those security questions. If you get a call and somebody's saying, hey, we're Local Splash, and they don't ask you that security question, and you're like, hey, aren't you supposed to ask me a security question and they don't know it, hang the phone up and call us back directly, all right? Typically, you'll get the call from an 877 number, and I'm going to give you that number so you always have it so you still know that it's us calling you as well too, okay?
Okay.
Always to protect you because I don't want you to go through that same deal there as well. Let me see here. I want to make sure. Okay. And just a quick question. John Paul, is it just all one word or is it two? Is it like John and then Paul?
It's separate. So it's J-O-A-O.
Okay. Let me spell that. J-O-A-O.
Space P-A-U-L-O.
Okay. Perfect. That's pretty cool. Awesome. And then your last name again? I'm sorry. I know you. Oh, S-E-R-R-E-I-A.
E-I-R-A.
E-I-R-A.
Yeah.
So F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. I just want to make sure that's correct because, like I said, at the end of the day, we do send you a business invoice, but I want to make sure that matches up because you're going to have a 100% tax write-off. I don't want you to have to take that to your tax guy at the end of the year, and then they're like, oh, your name doesn't match up here. I want to make sure everything's correct for you as well there too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, that's perfect too. And then for the billing that you would like to put, what card would you like to use to put on file here? Is it going to be a business? Is it going to be a credit card, a debit card?
Credit card.
Business credit card. Is that just going to have John Paul with your last name, or is it going to have the business name, or does it have both?
It has both.
Okay. Does it have And Designers, or is it just Dynasty Pavers?
And Design.
And Design. Okay. Perfect. And then I know you moved recently, but is that card still associated with the address at the 1035, or is it a different billing address?
No, it's the new address.
Okay, give me a sec here. Let me just make sure here. Okay. Perfect. Okay, and what's the new billing address for you?
3129.
Uh-huh.
Cherry Valley Circle.
And you said Cherry Valley?
Yeah.
Cherry Valley. Okay.
Fairfield, California.
California. Gotcha. And then the zip code is going to be the 94534?
34. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Let me make those changes here for you. Fairfield. Okay, perfect. And then the let me make sure there's no spaces or any like punctuations. I know our system doesn't like that. And then the card itself that you want to use, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
It's a Visa. Okay. And then I know the Visas start in the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are.
Just a second.
Okay.
It's 4246 3153 1662 1737
Okay. Can I read this back to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 4246 3153 1662 1737.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. And then your expiration date?
5/24. Oh, it's expired.
Yes, that card is expired. Did you want to put it on another card?
That's why it's not working anywhere. Yeah, I'll put it on
the card. Like, I know there's money in the account. Why is it declining?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad we had this conversation because now you know that your card there, you can get rid of that one and issue a new one.
Yeah, that's sad. All right, I'll give you an American Express one.
Okay, American Express. Okay, let's do
this. This one only has Dynasty Pavers on it. It doesn't say the whole name.
Okay, Dynasty Pavers.
But it has my name on it as well.
Okay. Perfect. And you got American Express? Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
3767.
Mm-hmm.
4189-31-31-008.
What was that last number?
The last number was 808.
Oh, okay. So 008, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the expiration on that?
227.
Okay. And then the security code, I think it's going to be a 4-digit, right?
7824.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
And if I ever need to talk to you, what number do I call?
Yes. So I'll give you that. We're going to do a voice verification. I'm going to give you two numbers. I'm going to give you my number, and I'm going to give you customer service number that's going to get a hold of my technicians. But the main number is going to be 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's going to get a hold of my tech team there. Now, if you want to get a hold of me, it's that same number with 203 as my extension. If you ever need to get a hold of me to change anything, add anything, or, you know, say, hey, your tech team hasn't answered me back yet, please help me out here. Absolutely. Get a hold of me. I got you. If I don't answer, please, please, please leave me a message. I will get back to you within an hour of you leaving me a message. Okay. I just might be in a meeting or in another call or helping out another colleague of mine, and I'm just away from my desk. I definitely will get back to you that same day though. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. And then again, my name is Charlie. So if you want to put for the extension 203, it's going to be Charlie.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to set up a security question for you here. This is going, like I said, this is going to protect you here. We don't sell or share any of your information. What would you like that to be? I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Um, City.
City you were born in. Okay. And what's the city?
Goiânia. G-O-I-A-N-I-A.
Awesome. And where is that located?
Let me spell it again. I think I might spell it wrong.
Okay. I had G-O-I-A-N-I-A.
That's right.
Okay.
That city is in South America, Brazil.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Beautiful. My wife's family is from Mexico. I think they're from
oh, yeah?
Jalisco, yeah.
Have you been to Mexico?
I have. It's my wife's dad, he actually owns a house out there. So he goes back and forth, and it's fun. It is. Depending on where you go, you know, you got to be careful. But that's anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Just like here, but if anywhere you go, you got to watch out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're over here in Orange County, California, but you won't catch me going to South Central LA. I definitely won't go there. So,
Mexico or South America, Brazil, it's a little more, you gotta be a little more extra careful.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I know. It's, you gotta know your way around, I will say. So, I mean, we don't really go over to Mexico unless we're with her dad, cause he was born and raised there, so he knows like all the ins and outs. So we're like, all right, that sounds good. We're good. What's with you here. What was that?
What's your last name?
My last name is Mollenkamp. So on my email, you'll see my last name on there. It's Mollenkamp. That's actually German.
Huh. Yeah, I never heard that. Mollenkamp.
Yeah, my dad's German, and then my mom's Puerto Rican, so I'm mixed. Big time.
It's a cool mix.
It is. So I always like when my grandma cooks, because that Puerto Rican food, man, I'm just like, all right, bring out all the stops. I'm coming into town. Basically. Awesome. Well, I got everything set up for you here, John Paul. What I'm going to do, though, is, as I promised you, we are on a recorded line, but I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is going to be sent to you in writing as well. This is going to have that pricing structure for that $249 month-to-month. I'm also going to tell you as well, if you ever do need to cancel, then I'm going to give you those steps in that voice recording for you as well, so you have that for your records, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dynasty Pavers and Design, Inc.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
John Paulo Ferreira, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. John Paul, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be the city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I already gave you our customer service number. So that 877-635-6225 number, my tech team is going to call you on that number. They are going to verify everything is correct, so that way they can start programming you. So I would save that number under Local Splash, okay?
Which number?
the 877 number without my extension. That's going to be our customer service number where my tech team is going to work hand in hand with you. They will call you from that number.
Tell me the number again, 877.
635.
Uh-huh.
6225.
6225. Okay.
Yes, sir. Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah. What are the terms?
Perfect. Well, what we're doing for you, so like this question is very, I don't know why they word it this way, but basically we don't want you to pay for anything twice. So using us as a Google Channel partner, you're not going to have somebody do like your SEO, your Facebook marketing, you know, your listings. We're doing that all for you. Now, if you want us to run an extra promotion or you want to say like, hey, I want to target specific cities and zip codes, please let us know. This is an open communication, right? So we want to make sure that everybody's just on that same page. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is June 27th, in the non-refundable amount in the 348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, John Paul, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number that I gave you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. That way you don't get charged for the next month of service, okay?
Okay.
Okay, do you agree and understand? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see here. Yeah, okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to set up an onboarding call with you and my tech team. Tomorrow, I can get you in as early as 8 a.m. Again, I don't know if you wake up that early, but I have a full day where I can fit you in here. What's a good time for you for my tech team to reach out to do that onboarding call?
Tomorrow would have to be the latest. Well, what's the latest you guys can do?
The latest we can do, 3 p.m. got filled already. So the latest we can do is 2 p.m.
So 3 p.m. is already filled?
Yeah. So they basically go 3 spots in an hour, and 3 spots are already in that 3 p.m. slot, so they won't allow me to put another slot in there. It's just going to overexhaust the onboarding team. But I have 2 p.m. I even have as early as 8 a.m. I can do 8, 9, 10, 11, 1, or 2.
2 p.m. is fine.
Okay, 2 p.m. is fine. Okay. I'm going to send you an email with a Google Calendar. It's going to have you, myself, and my tech team CC'd on this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you should have everything on my end went green. So one, I want to say welcome to the family here. I say that because we are like a family. And if you ever need anything, please, like I said, reach out to that 877 number so we can fix everything that you want. Whether you want to add on, change something, take off, you want to change around locations, anything like that. We're here to help you facilitate that. So that way you do get the best results here with us, okay? You did get a couple of welcome emails as well, and you got your invoice to your email. You should have received a couple text messages. Now, one of the text messages should say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then it'll say click here for terms and conditions, and it's going to be a link. Can you click that link?
Am I going to have
And then let me know. I'm just going to go through this with you so that way you understand what this is. This is just our terms and conditions. This is not signing a contract at any point, okay?
Which one? Because I got three of the one that says terms and conditions.
No. It's a text message.
It's a terms. Oh, it's a text message?
Yeah. It should have came in as a text message that says, John Paul, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and it'll have a link, my.localsplash.com/terms, to accept the subscription terms. If you have any questions, please contact us or reply to this text or call us at blank, the number. But when you click that, it's going to take you to the terms and conditions. That's the outline service agreement that I just basically read to you. This is what we're going to do for you. So you'll see in there.
Actually, the one that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes, sir. So when you click it, it says Terms of Experience at the top?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's the one right there. Yeah. So what we're going to do is you're going to see a bunch of different stuff on here. It's just for a one-size-fits-all for all of our clients, but what we're going to do is the Google Business Profile optimization. You see that for the services. The Google Business Profile access, you're just giving us access to that. We are doing the directory submissions. Don't pay attention to the My Site or custom websites because that's not what we're providing for you. You already have one of those. We're doing the Facebook business page. Facebook business ads that you have, Google ads don't apply for you, and then the Google guarantee doesn't apply to you either. So we're not doing that for you there. You do have the advanced reporting system. You have the live client supporting and the SMS communications. And then at the end, it'll tell you on the bottom the 348. It'll give you the base product breakdown there for what you are paying for on a month-to-month basis. It's going to be $249 with the one-time fee of just the $348. And then at the bottom, you'll have two checkboxes. It'll have one that says SMSs, just in case you're in the field and we need to get a hold of you. We'll send you a quick text to say, hey, can you give us a call at your earliest convenience? And then the other one saying that you're the certified card authorization holder. You're just going to type your first name, last name, and then when you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password. I'm going to help you set up your dashboard right there, and I'll give you that username and password when you get to that point. Let me know when you get there. No rush, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm going to send you, like I said, the Google Calendar for tomorrow. Testy, perfect, and then type in the CI for you, 2 p.m. Okay, so you're all locked in there for the 2 p.m. slot. Perfect. Okay. Okay. So you should have got that email as well. You still there, John Paul?
Yeah.
Okay. It was just quiet. So I know you're reading, but I just wanted to make sure the line didn't cut out here.
Well, yeah, I'm reading the agreement.
The terms and conditions. Yeah, no problem. Like I said, take your time. I know last time, yeah, I want to make sure that you're all set there too.
Yeah. Do I need to click at the conditions located at terms and conditions? There are more information.
You don't need to. This is the service agreement in itself, and you would have that for your records there.
Mm-hmm.
ISD pavers. Okay, perfect.
I think you're wrong.
What was that?
I think you might have my name wrong.
Your name wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me make those changes. I'm sorry.
That sign is not working and it's saying underneath says what my name appears like. And it's just J-O-A-O space P-A-U-L-O.
Oh, J-O-A-O?
Space P-A-U-L-O. So that I think you have the Paul wrong.
Interesting. Let me see. Let me just make sure here. I have J-O-A-O. P-A-U-L-L. Is that correct?
P-A-U-L-O. Paulo.
Oh, I am so sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay. Let me make those changes here for you. I'm going to send that to you. I'm going to send it back to you so that way it's correct, like I promised. Okay. Let me update that for you as well. Okay, I'm going to send you a new terms and agreements there with the correct name this time. I'm sorry. Invoice. Perfect. Okay. All right. Okay, I just sent that over to you. So that one that you got should be the correct one now. Let's see. Yes. Let me know.
Yeah, nothing yet.
Didn't come through?
No.
Okay, hold on. Give me a second. Here, it's It said it sent successfully to you on that one, the new one. Remember, it's coming in through a text message, right? You're on your text messages?
The first time it came through email.
Yes. It should come in through text message and email. So if you, I just resent it through a text message, if that's okay with you.
I prefer the email.
Okay, let me see how.
If you do that, because then I can, on my laptop, I can see it better.
Oh, gotcha, okay. Are you on two Apples? I'll make it easy for you. I'll do it right here. Give me a second. Here we go. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find it here in the email. We have like a drop down here. Typically we just like for when I do mess up like this, I usually just send it through the phone. So I'm just trying to find it here in the emails.
It's okay. I'll do the text on this one.
Okay. Are you on an Apple?
Yeah.
On a Mac, is your Apple paired up with your
My phone is, my computer is not.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say if you're paired up with your phone like that, I was just gonna say you'd be able to just click it, copy, and then you could just bring it up on your laptop.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking.
Well, you have that terms and conditions as well on your laptop. So, I mean, on the phone, it's the same terms and conditions or experience. It's just the name is going to match this time.
Yeah.
And so it should just read, John Paul, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And then it just has a link right there that you can just click on and it'll pop up for you.
Yeah, now that I signed, it took me to a login page.
Perfect. Okay. So the login page, are you ready for the username?
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be your phone number. So it's going to be 925678-0805.
Mm-hmm.
Your password is going to be all lowercase and it's just going to be one word, but it's going to be the number 4. And then it's going to be clicks as one word. So the number 4, clicks.
Okay.
All lowercase. And then you're going to hit login. When you hit login, it's just going to say, thanks for logging in. We're working on your account. Check in within, 2 to 3 business days. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, there's nothing in there right now. But once we do the onboarding call tomorrow, that's when they'll run through that as well. They're going to show you how you're going to be able to track everything in there. Also, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. You're all set up here. I'm going to get working on your account so that way I can send this all over to my tech team. So tomorrow when we call you at 2 p.m., we're ready to rock and roll with you. Okay, John Paul?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. You have a good evening. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you too. Bye.
Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.